Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be covering the Washington football team that day.
Nah.
I'd love to be wrong. And hell, this team's gone on crazy runs before. I've already got my 10-1 bets with Lamphill and Ahmet about, I mean, that's just about three games that I think they're going to win. So we'll see. But the Junks were also talking this morning about Halloween. And I loved Eric Bickle's just outright refusal to really participate in any Halloween-related activities.
I'm on EB's side right there.
So it got me wondering, how does Brian Mitchell feel about Halloween-related activities?
What? I have never been one that gets involved in crazy about Halloween. You know, there was a party going on when I was in college and I was younger. Yes, I would go. But once I got my own kids, it was always best for, like, they always did things when I was still working and doing stuff. So my wife would take them to the mall. They did a lot of Halloween stuff through the mall and Tyson's and also our Fair Oaks. And then they'll get back home in time to where kids would come to the house from the neighborhood. Then my wife got this big old pumpkin and would put candy out there because a lot of times we had to go places with the kids and take them somewhere. So you could just take your own. But we also had the, you know, I had a camera on my house before Ring came around, okay? And I'd be like, look, don't take all that. Just take a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
You'd be watching it from, like, your phone?
Hell yeah. And if you just say it one time, then the rest of the kids say, oh, they got a camera. You can't take a lot. But you know what? The kids were always cool because the parents would walk around the neighborhood with them. And
Your neighborhood is so spread out, man. I can't imagine that's a prime trick-or-treating area.
It's a prime trick-or-treating area for the people that live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the people that have golf carts, they just drive the golf cart around the neighborhood.
I can actually see that in your neighborhood.
But, you know, I just never been the one to dress up and do all that stuff, you know. But it's like I always felt long as the kids that come by leave happy, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's for kids, right? And yeah. I'm not now, as an adult, going to dress up. Like, I have my buddy Jed loves Halloween and, like, plans his costume with his wife every year. Like, they're really into it.
Actually, Jed is being told he has to
no,
do
dude,
all that.
I'm telling you, he's telling legit you. Into it.
Okay.
And good for them. I have zero interest in that.
I'm
like, period.
I think I subscribe to that.
Like, if my daughters asked me to, like, put a goofy hat on when we go trick-or-treating or something, like, fine. But, like, I'm a grown-ass man. I do not need to dress up for Halloween.
I wasn't doing it when I was in college and high school and before that.
So
I'm not
Halloween
now.
Then. Halloween and college, the two greatest days on a college campus.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind. They kind of turn into, like, weeks. Like, the greatest weeks in college. One comes in the fall, one comes in the spring. And they all revolve around college girls wearing very little clothing. One is Halloween. Because if girls in college can turn anything into, like, it'll be, oh, I'm a nurse. I'm a slutty nurse. Like, oh, I'm a teacher. Oh, I'm a hot teacher. Like, somehow, any outfit, any Halloween costume that a lot of college women, anyway, figure out a way to wear it extremely skimpy. And then when warm weather finally hits on college campuses is one of the best feelings.
I don't know what you would
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
School, but I tell you, when I went to school, I had way more days than them two times. I mean, your college life had to be boring as hell then.
I'm telling you, Halloween in college was fun.
I was a starting quarterback at a university. I had way more than 2 days a year to have a lot of fun in college.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And I went to school
lived a little different.
In southern Louisiana, okay, where in
the weather was pretty warm.
In Lafayette, where, bro, come on, man. The whole, listen, November might have been a day like it is in the spring up here. I'm telling you, bro. Woo, let me tell you.
So when is the last time you dressed up, and what was it?
I probably was a kid when my mama had me dressed up as something, but that's the last time I dressed up.
Never, like, middle school, you never wanted to be, like, Batman or anything?
No, dude. I was one of the cool kids. We didn't dress up. We were playing football. If you come up there and look like that, you get laughed out the whole damn school.
I mean, I'm trying to think the last time I looked. In college, we would dress up and we would go up to Baltimore. We'd go to Fell's.
In college,
Park for
we would
Halloween.
Throw eggs from our dorm at people. And whenever we got a snow to come through Lafayette, you know, the way our dorm was set up, they had these things that could block.
How often
you.
Did it snow in Lafayette?
It snowed every year.
Wow.
But whenever the snow and we could pile up a little bit, we would pelt people with them.
I mean, you were a quarterback. I'd like to think you were pretty accurate with the snowball.
I was the one that always stayed back. See, the other guys had to get closer. I stayed back.
So let me ask this then. The last time I legit dressed up, I think, would probably be college. And if there's something since then, I just don't remember it. But I'm not a – like if somebody's having a legit costume party, I'm either not going to go or I'm going to put like the least possible effort into it. Like I'll wear like a –
Well, the last time I dressed up for anything, I think it may have been – Bria was still in high school at the time, and I went to this – it was a New Year's Eve, like, 70s party, throwback party. And I had this big old wig on that Keenan McCarty alone. It was like – I'm serious. It's about damn near 2 to 3 feet wide. And then I had these – you know, like the Jerome from Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
I had some teeth like his in my mouth. And I walk, and I roaming the house. You know, that's the last time I dressed up.
Sure.
So this had to be what? She's 27 now, 10, 12 years ago?
So Mike Diesel on Twitter says that he has a neighbor that dresses up as a vampire and wanders his yard and doesn't break character. Like, to me, that dude's weird. And you know what? Good for you. You're enjoying it. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all.
If he's doing it for his kids, that's understandable.
If you do something for your children, sure.
That's understandable. But if he's just doing it because he liked to do it, I don't know. I think he may be like Cody.
So let me ask you this then, B. My daughter's school has like a fundraiser, and I think it's not till the spring or something, but they kind of start sending emails. Like, all my wife goes to these, they disguise them as meetings, and it's just a bunch of moms sitting around drinking wine. But whatever, they've got this big fundraiser, and it's a theme party, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a, I don't know if it's 70s or like disco or something. Like, I'm not going to do that, S.
Yeah, do that, man. That's cool, man.
No, it's not. I'll borrow your wig then.
It is cool, man. That's the type of, now I'll do something like that, but for Halloween?
So you would randomly dress up for a 70s party, but not dress up for Halloween?
I told you I did it 10, 12 years ago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.